坐。
And please be seated.
这堂课我们来学习民数记的第六章。
And this class we'll be studying Numbers chapter 6.
做拿细耳人。
And how to become a Nazarite.
我们来谈三点。
And we will be talking about three points.
什么叫做拿细耳人？
And what does it mean to become a Nazarite?
如何做拿细耳人
？How to be a Nazarite?
那拿细耳人做完之后应该怎么办？怎么做
？And after being a Nazarite, then what should you be doing after that?
拿细耳人这个名词是什么意思呢
？And what is the meaning of Nazarite?
我们来读民数记六章的第二节。
And let's read Numbers chapter 6 verse 2.
第六章第二节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse
2. 六章的第二节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse
2. I grant, 请你读。那个拿细耳的小字啊，就是拿细耳，就是归主的意思啊。
And the small context definition of Nazarite is belonging to the Lord.
那个有 consecrate， 就是把它献祝圣献给神。
And you have to consecrate yourself and dedicate it to the Lord.
有 devotion， 把时间献给神。
And also devoted time to the Lord.
有 separation。把它分别出来归给神。
And also separation of oneself to the Lord.
那这个是男女啊都可以许这样的愿。
And this is this vow could be done by both men and women.
那这是一个特别的愿。
And so this is a special vow.
这特别的愿是指着你要特别把一段时间拨出来。要做一些特别的事情。
And so during this period of time that you want to separate yourself and do some special things.
有一定的时间拨出来。
And there's a definitely time frame, a defined time frame.
在圣经里面呢，神允许我们许愿。
And so the Bible allows us to make vows.
那一般的愿呢，跟这个特别的愿有什么不一样呢
？And what is the ordinary vow compared to this type of special vow?
所谓的许愿就是通常都是你有什么请求那你跟神讲如果你来成全我的请求那我要为你做什么、这个、
And a vow is that when you have a special request and then you're asking God and once if God fulfills you, will you do to be paying back?
这个不一定会有一个特别的时间要把自己分别出来奉献给神、
And it's not necessarily a dedicated time that you will offer yourself to the Lord.
我们来看一个例子啊。
And let's see an example.
我们看创世纪。
And let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪。
The book of Genesis.
第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
二十八章，这是雅各看了天地之后，他许愿。
And this is when the, Jacob seen the heaven and earth, and then he has made a vow. I'm sorry, the heavens, the heavenly stairs.
Yeah, ladder.
Ladder.
Yeah, 我们来看二十节，二十八章二十节。
And chapter 28, verse 10 of Genesis. 20. Chapter 28, verse 20.
二十八章二十节到二十二节。
And chapter 28 of verse 20 to 22.
我们请梁子胜梁淑美。陈子胜梁。 这是我们生活上当中有困难，有时候有人会许愿。
And so sometimes when we encounter difficult things in our life, a person will make a vow to God.
所以雅各说，如果你让我这个远路啊，这一趟国外之旅啊，可以平平安安有饭吃，有衣服穿。
And so Jacob had said that if you let me come back safely from my journey and with clothes to wear and food to eat.
那我回来啊，我要做三个事情了哈。
And after I come back, I would do three things.
第一，我一定会让你做我的神。
And you shall be my God.
那第二呢？这个石头的地方要要把它成为神的殿。
And secondly, the stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house.
第三，我要奉献十分之一。
And thirdly, that will be offering tenth to you.
所以这个是神允许人这样做，不一定鼓励啦，但是因为人很软弱允许人这样做。
And so God actually allowed man to be making vows because a man is weak, but not necessarily doing so.
如果你有信心啦，不一定许愿啦，神也会听你啦。
And so if you have the faith, you don't necessarily have to make the vow, and God will listen to you.
但是有时候人很小心啊，通常这样觉得，主啊，如果你听我，我又会做什么？这样好像比较放心的样子。
And sometimes man has little faith, so a vow actually declares himself that once I do this, then you will listen to me.
那这个雅各后来忘了还愿呢？
And so Jacob forgot to repay back the vow.
这个他们家发生了很多事情。
And so many things has happened to his household.
当然包括他也没有家里当中也有偶像。
And in his household there are idols.
后来他的女儿就被强暴。
And then his daughter was raped.
他的儿子就去杀人。
And his son committed murder.
那他买了一块地，他也不敢住啊，连夜就逃跑了。
And he bought a piece of land, and he dared not to dwell on it, and he escaped overnight.
那在逃跑当中，神就跟他出现，对他说：“你要还愿。”
And so during his escape, then God has appeared to him, saying that you have to return back the vow.
我们看35:1.
And let's turn to chapter 35, verse 1.
35:1.
Chapter 35, verse 1.
35:1.
Chapter 35, verse 1.
Paul, 请读。他是在伯特利立一块石头，说将来要给神献祭的地方。
And so he has set out a stone in Bethel to be offering to God.
他在逃的时候呢，神就跟他显现，赶快去做你应该做的。
And so during this escape, God has appeared to him and saying that you shall be doing this.
特别提醒他，就是你逃亡的时候，我跟你显现的那一位，我就是那位神。
And especially a reminder to him that I am the God who appeared to you when you fled.
所以，有的同龄啊，他们比如说找工作很辛苦啊，他们会说，主啊，如果你给我一份工作啊，我第一个月的薪水就归给你啊。
And so many of the members, because they spend much effort looking for a job, and then they would make a vow saying that if once I get my job, I would donate my first month's salary to you.
像这样，类似这样，都是一般的许愿。
And so this is similar vows that people will be making.
许愿不可以还，还也不可以延迟。
And so that when you make a vow,
许愿不可以不还，对不起。
When you make a vow, you have to return back, and then you cannot do it without delay.
我们那个第六章是所以我们刚刚谈的是一般的愿，第六章就是特别的愿。
And so we have talked about a special vow, and in chapter 6, and then what we talked about here is ordinary vows.
就是一段时间要来给神用。
And so you have to set out a special time frame for God to use.
那这种特别的愿又分成两种。
And but this could be separated into two parts.
这种特别的愿，第一个就是终身做拿细耳人。
And
第一种
And the first type will be a Nazirite for your entire life.
这个像撒母耳就是这样子的。
And just like Samuel.
我们来看撒母记上。
And let's turn to 1 Samuel.
这是他妈妈特别这样说的了。
And this was declared by Samuel's mother.
撒母记上1:11.
And 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11.
撒母记上1:11.
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11.
李荣，李荣弟兄，李荣啊、哦、姐妹啊、哦。沙漠记上一章十一节。
And First Samuel chapter 1 verse 11.
这边特别提到终身归于神，这是终身的拿细耳人。
And so here she talks about that forever that he will be belonging to the Lord, and this is a lifetime of Nazarite.
像施洗约翰，他应该也是一个终身的拿细耳人。
And just like John the Baptist, who was a lifelong Nazarite.
我请问大家，你们有没有认识一些传道人，他们是许愿出来的
？And like to ask the question, do you know any pastors who had dedicated himself because of a vow?
周慧佳传道，他说他祷告说，好像没有记错的话，他见证啊、哦，如果神给我圣灵，我就当传道。
And I believe was Pastor Jonathan Cho,
对不对、
had made a vow that if God gives me the Holy Spirit, then I'll be a pastor.
林永基长老也是，好像类似这样子。
And Elder 林永基 was the same way.
当然有人认识小弟了、哦、
And I know a lot of you know me personally.
也是这样出来的。
And,
不过我不一样，我不是我自己许的，我是我妈妈许的，不太一样。
And then I didn't make the vow myself. It's actually my mother who had made the vow for me.
不过我自己后来是有感动的。
And but later on, I was really moved.
那另外一种拿细耳人呢，就是他们立志啊，就是一段时间啊给神用，没有不是终身的。
And so the second type of Nazarite will be separate a different time frame for God to use and not a lifelong.
有的人他们立志啊，参加这个非洲志工的训练，想要去非洲做志工。
And some people might be making a determination to attending the African Missionary Volunteer Program and wanted to be a volunteer in Africa.
我们化解到最近化解到哈，这英国招神学生比较容易，美国好像没有什么人要来读。
And we recently discovered that it's more easier to be recruiting theological students in United Kingdom versus United States.
为什么呢？
Why is that the case?
因为英国很多青年呢、啊，跟着传道去做志工呢、啊，做暂时的拿细耳人。
And because many youth in England will be accompany the pastors to be temporary workers in temporary Nazarite.
非洲去，你真的看到回然不同的一个社会，跟完全不一样的一种很清楚的，不应该完全不一样哈、哦，就是很清楚的神的带领了。
And once you have gone into Africa, you will clearly see the guidance of God is something different from the ordinary society.
那很多年轻人真的被感动了、啊。
And so many young youth are touched upon it.
所以他以后就想要在做终身的拿细耳人。
And so they wanted to dedicate themselves and become a lifelong Nazarite.
有一段时间呢、啊，美国也会传道鼓励这个大学生说，你们在社会出社会之前哦，可以奉献一两年给教会来用。
And there was a pastor who used to encourage the youth that beforeAfter graduating, before getting a permanent job, you could dedicate yourself for one or two years for God.
这个就像摩门教他们对年轻人的勉励啊。
And so this was also the encouragement of the Mormons to the youth.
你看哦，到你看摩门教徒那个青年呐、啊，常常两个两个穿白衣或者是黑裤子。骑脚踏车，甚至到国外去做宣教的。
And you will see many Mormon youths that they will be wearing white shirts and black pants, and two of them will be going out either riding a bicycle or walking and to preach.
这个就是暂时拿细耳人的观念啊，就一段时间奉献出来。
And so this is a temporary a Nazarite a life that they would only separate himself from a special time.
那小弟观察这些，比如说奉献一两年，不是奉献了，就是。他们暂时也不是完全，就是他们来 GA 上班一两年这样子。
And I have observed that people that have been working in GA for maybe one or two years.
我们看到他们其实他们都有专业嘛，大学那个专业，有时候帮他们这个做了两年没有做专业，出去社会上可不可能找得到工作呢？有时候会帮他们担心。
And so because they have studied a certain discipline in college, and then so I was thinking after working one or two years later, would they be able to find another job in this society? I will worry about such things.
但是感谢主哦，他们爱神，神也爱他们呐。
But thank God that they love God and God also loved them.
所以后来观察到，哎，神也没有亏待他们，也蛮祝福他们。
And I realized later on that God would not mistreat them, and actually, they would receive a lot of blessings.
所以真的，我们有心呐，献上神呐。会被我们的心感动。
And so indeed, if you have the heart to offer yourself, then God will be touched.
我们有时候传道同工聚在一起哈。
And so sometimes when we have ministers gatherings together,
我们会谈一些神在我们家的恩典呢。
And we will be talking about the grace that God has shown to our own families.
有小弟有一次到英国去。
And so one time I had an opportunity to go to UK.
我听说英国的传道人可能是全世界传道人给付最少的国家之一了。
And I've heard that United Kingdom actually has the lowest numbers of full-time pastors in the country.
I said maybe now. Maybe one of them.
Maybe one of the country, the lowest pastor count.
不敢讲得太绝。那去那边的时候呢，哇，那个同工就跟我讲啊，感谢主，那个孩子哈、哦、有免费的 tutor， 就是都是一些机会，不是弟兄姐妹故意帮他们，就是送到学校去啊，很好的学校，哎，那个老师说他音乐天赋很好，免费给他这方面的栽培。
And so sometimes the children will be sent to school, and then strangely enough that they would the teacher with the academics. Environment will offer them free lessons because they're gifted in a way.
你就到处看到，好像到每个家庭都看到，哎，真的是好像什么都没有，但是样样都有了。
And you realize that every family seems like they have nothing, but indeed they have everything.
那其实我们线上自己做拿细耳人，不是为了说神多爱我们，实在是很多弟兄姐妹都是有一颗爱神的心。
And so many times when we offer ourselves as Nazarite, it's not because how much God loves us, but in fact that we love God dearly.
就是他们的原始的动机，想要爱神啊。
And this is the original motivation that they have to love God.
我们觉得啊，我们应该鼓励啊，来响应啊，来做一段时间的拿细耳人。
And I think we should encourage and to be thinking about to be a temporary Nazarite.
尤其我们的很多同龄们哈，我们这个年到这个时候，有时候我们退休了啊，有甚至我们常常很多人都在外面当义工啊。
And so many of us we are volunteers outside.
但是我们有的弟兄姐妹说不定也愿意到我们的神的家里面来当义工啊。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters may be willing to become volunteers in church.
有一次小弟有一个想法。
And so one time I had a thought.
因为小弟到非洲去，我看到他们那个每个地方在建教会都是一个相当大的工程。
And I realized that every different parts of Africa, when they try to build a church, and it's rather a big construction.
其实我们 IA 对非洲最大的。我们如果说是有 charity work 哈，如果对他们有任何的这种所谓的 charity， 任何的资助的话，就是帮他们建会堂。
And any kind of support in charity work that IA has towards Africa is to build church for them.
那其实我觉得我们在美国很多同龄都有这种建筑的恩赐啊。
And I believe that many of us are rather gifted here in the United States with construction.
真的有时候，如果我们如果愿意组一团啊，过去说不定一两个月就可以帮他们建一间了。
And I believe that maybe we could set a team, assemble a team together, and then we go there, and maybe one or two months we'll be able to build a building.
我们可以在想教会可以做什么，提供什么的义工机会，弟兄姐妹可以参与什么样的义工机会，让大家能够来服侍神。
And we could think about the fact that what kind of volunteer work that we could assemble here, so people can participate and do this work for God.
那个做神的工哦，这个做拿细人，他有至少有三个要求。
And so there are three criteria of becoming a Nazarite.
第一个就是我们在享受方面是以神做我们的享受。不是追求物质的享受。
And first thing that we will make God as our primary enjoyment and not the worldly enjoyment.
第三节。
And verse 3.
民数记第六章第三节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节到第四节。
And verse 3 and 4.
请你读好了。
And verse 3, he shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. Verse 4, all the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by grapevine from the seed to skin.
那个士师记在讲酒啊，是让人喜乐的啦。
And the book of Judges is talking about how to provide enjoyment for people.
啊，酒啊。
The wine actually provides enjoyment for people.
所以啊，酒通常就是一种啊，可以让人舒适的啊一种代表。
And so wine represents a thing that could bring comfort to people.
但是到新约，圣经跟我们讲，我们要被圣灵充满，不要醉酒。
And but in the New Testament, it tells us that we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit and not to be drunken by wine.
那如果我们要服侍神呢，我想我们也要，要小心这个事情。
And if we wanted to serve God, we have to be careful of such things.
那我们来看箴言的23章。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
这边提到酒有时候会让人放荡啊。
And it talks about that wine will make a person very, very casual.
我们来看23章的29节到35节。
And chapter 23, verse 29 to 35.
23章的29节到35节。
And Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29 to 35.
开户，请你读。29节到35节。
Verse 29 to 35.
对对，继续读。哀叹。下咽舒畅。怪异的事。异怪的事。那这个喝酒可能会带来这样的问题。
And so when you drink, it might bring you such problems.
通常喝酒的人这边谈到说是有忧愁、有哀叹的啦。
And usually when you drink, that you feel despair and sad.
孤单寂寞的啦。
And you feel lonely and despair.
这些人常常有时候会到醉酒啊。
And so these type of people usually will find a pleasure in wine.
我认识几个人呢、啊，他们后来都是肝癌啊，肝癌就是因为。肝硬化，喝酒喝太多了。
And I've met some people who later on who has kidney problems because of drinking.
这个是，所以他说酒啊，酒精啊，中酒咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。
And so it says that it's gonna sting you like a viper and bites like a serpent.
那三十三节说你会见异怪的事，异怪又做淫妇啊，就是有时候酒后会乱性。
And verse 33, your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Sometimes after you're drunk, you would do weird things.
有时候人在一起哈，有一些郁闷的话不敢说，但是喝了酒之后就很大胆。就出去了。
And so sometimes there are certain things that you would not say and holding it back, but after drinking, you would let it go.
那个大学一年级的学生哈，因为高中都在爸爸妈妈身边，现在自由了，像鸟儿自由了。其实很多人开始酗酒。那酗酒之后呢，有人说啊，大学毕业， 大学当中有一些新关系的孩子现在就是很多了、哦、
And so during freshmen of college, usually these children are let out of the house from their parents, so they would start to drink heavily, and a lot of times that they would be very sexual promiscuous.
那这个喝了酒，人家打他，他也不知道、啊。
And so after drinking, that if people have struck him, then he was not hurt.
所以当然在新约跟我们讲，如果你为了身体的缘故身体不好，那也许身体冷什么的再喝个酒那为了身体的需要，不要醉酒是可以的。
And so the New Testament tells us that if you have the need for your body to drink, then it's okay to drink a little bit.
但是我们要小心不要醉酒。
But we have to be careful not to be drunken.
但是如果你要服侍神
But if you want to serve God,
你真的要一个心智不以人间的享受做我们的生命的终极追求。
And so you have to make a determination not to pursue the ultimate pleasures in life.
因为酒的确会带来很多的副作用。
And because alcohol will bring many side effects.
那再来第二个就是不要剃头发。
And second thing is you cannot shave your head.
我们看民数记第六章的第五节。
And let's look back to Numbers chapter 6 verse 5.
那请你读。
And verse 5, all the days of the vow of his separation, no razor should come upon his head until the days are fulfilled, for which he separated himself to the Lord, he shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow.
这边提到说要不可以剃头，要让发臼长长了。
And it says that you shall not razor your head, and you should let the locks grow.
这个男人如果长头发是，其实是男人的羞耻。
And if men would have long hair, actually this will bring shame.
所以我们在新约，我们鼓励弟兄不要留长头发。
And so in New Testament, we encouraging brother not to leave long hair.
那古代的拿细尔人留长头发有一个精神就是我们做神的圣工，必须要有一种为神背负担负重担、担负羞耻的精神。
And so, as a Nazarite in the ancient times, that we usually you have the mindset and spirit of carrying the burden and heavy laden for God.
就是为神担负一些为神蒙羞都没有关系了。
And it's okay to put on shame because of God.
像主耶稣常常被骂、被骂主耶稣被骂不还口，被打不说威吓的话。
And just like Jesus, often he was chastised, he was beaten, or he was being yelled at, then he would not return back.
他为我们受羞辱了。
And he actually put on shame on himself because of us.
那我们做圣工，有时候也会心中难过的时候。
And so sometimes when we do holy work, we will feel very sad inside.
因为有时候人家会批评我们
And because other people might be critical of us,
甚至笑我们呢
，and maybe laughing at us.
我印象当中最清楚我自己的生命当中最记得一件事情。
And I remember something very clearly in my own life.
有次我跟一个好朋友了，成长的好朋友，跟他讲说，我以后我要做神职人员，我要当传道。
And one time I told my best friend that one day I will become a full-time minister.
我那个最好的朋友跟我讲说，你干嘛要当社会的米虫呢
？And my best friend told me that why would you want to be an insect of the society？
他觉得我们这种工作都是吃米而已啦。
And
就是没有什么贡献的，没有生产的，就是会吃米不生产的。
And he feels that a job like this is only you're good for eating rice and you would not produce anything.
社会的寄生虫。
And you consider one of the insects in the society.
但是我当时听了真的很难过啊。
And actually tapeworm. So I felt very saddened by this situation.
但的确我们做神的工有时候真的会有一些批评指教。
And so sometimes when we do God's work, we will be criticized by other people.
那我们要有那种背负羞耻的心为神蒙羞的心。
And we have to have a heart and be ready to be put on shame because of God.
你们在街上或者是在飞机上有时候真的有没有看到那个犹太人真的是头发很长，然后把它弄起来， 那种人呢、啊、
？And sometimes in the streets or outside, would you not see these Jews would have long hair and locks, and then they would bind them up?
有时候胡须也都没有剃，对不对
？And they would not shave their sideburns as well.
那其实我们一看他就知道说，哦，他是神职人员。
And so once we've seen them, we know that they work for God.
那其实我们如果要做神的工，我们也要一定的形象。
And but if we want to do the work of God, we have to portray ourselves in a certain manner.
我们小弟自己是鼓励，如果你真的要做工，不要这个，你要喝酒真的是。在家里或者是为了健康的需要，不要在外面好像有时候会绊倒人啊。
And so I personally felt that if you wanted to do the work for God, then you should refrain from alcohol either at home or outside because you don't want to make anybody else stumble.
保罗说我如果吃肉啊，让人绊倒，我就不吃肉。
And Paul have said that if I eat meat and will make people stumble, then I would stop, I would refrain from it.
以前我们参加这种讲习会的时候。
And before when we attend this type of seminar,
那我们穿着都比较随便，我们有时候穿那个叫什么袖啊？那个 polo 袖 ，polo 是不是？那个叫 polo 吗？就是不是这种的，有领子的，但是是像 Jonathan 那种的。
Okay, polo.
我们就觉得已经很正式了嘛，哈。
And usually when we attend seminars in the past, when we wear polo shirt, we felt that this is very appropriate.
我们穿这样讲，有一次后来传道检讨说，哎，这个好像会失去传道的形象，以后都要穿这种的。
And so one time we had a meeting among ministers, and they felt that by wearing a polo shirt, you will lose the image. For pastors, so from there on, we have to wear normal dress shirts.
那个其实新约主要是要求我们内心的哈。
And but in the Testament, it is required
of
our a New Testament it is required about inner hearts.
但是哈，我们服侍神的人哈，因为是活在众人的眼光的下面。
And because we're serving people under the eyesight of the of all the other people.
所以我们要谨守了。要谨守。
And so we have to be very careful and vigilant.
要，因为我们是代表教会的。你可以想想看，如果一个教员抽烟，叼着一根烟，背着两个酒瓶，然后手上拿着丝，这样子，这样像样吗？对不对
？And can you imagine if a teacher will be smoking and carrying wine bottles, and that would not be appropriate?
就是我们要有一个像他们不剃头发有一个形象啊，我们在主里面有一个比较好的一个形象这样子。
So they do not shave their head because to maintain a certain image, and just like in the Lord, we have to do the same.
那再来就是我们要过圣洁的生活。
And then next, we have to live a life of holiness.
我们第六章的第六节到第八节。
And chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
请你读。
And chapter 6.Verse 6, all the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. Verse 7, he shall not make himself unclean, even for his father or his mother or his brother or his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. Verse 8, all the days of his separation, he shall be holy to the Lord.
耶稣说，如果你不爱我胜过父母兄弟姐妹，不配做我的门徒。
And Jesus says that if you don't love me more than your brothers and sisters and families, you shall not be my disciples.
所以在那一段时间哦，那个真的连那个父母死的也不能去碰的。
And so during the separation, you shall not go near a dead body, even when this is your parent.
因为在旧约，他们觉得摸死尸这是不圣洁的动作。
In the Old Testament, it is unclean and unclean to be touching a dead body.
那有时候不小心呢？不是故意的，我是不小心。你知道，如果喝酒，我们不可以讲说我不小心喝到酒嘛，对不对
？And so what happens if this is done uncarefully? Just like drinking, we cannot say that we accidentally drink.
或者是说我不小心我剃了我的头，不可能嘛
？And we're accidentally I have shaved my head.
但是我旁边的人可能就不小心就走了。
And so the person next to me can accidentally leave.
那刚好在我旁边，我不小心摸到了，那怎么办呢？
And so, this person was standing right next to me, so I accidentally would touch it, and what can I do?
第九节就讲到这个东西哈。
And so verse 9 would talk about this.
若是在他旁边突然有人死了，以致沾染了他离俗的头，他要在七日之内洁净的时候剃头。
And so if anyone dies very suddenly besides him, and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing, on the seventh day.
那不小心沾染了，好像前面所做的都不算呢。
And so if you accidentally defile yourself, then all the things that you've done previously does not count anymore.
这个告诉我们说，圣洁对工作人员的要求是何等的重，何等的慎重重要。
And so this is telling us that holiness is an important criteria to all the holy workers.
你看十二节哈。
And let's read verse 12.
他要另选离俗归主的日子，又要牵一岁，一只一岁的公羊羔来做赎罪祭，但先前的日子要归土然。因为他在离俗之间被玷污了，所以他如果说你啊，你要做这个会做志工啊，你不圣洁了，你这次做的不算，你下一次还要去会做一次，意思是这样子啦。
And so, like this is similar to talking about if you go to Africa and do missionary volunteer work.And then accidentally you did something and this does not count, so you have to come back and do it again.
就是这个是归于土壤呐。
And so this
所做的就是没有用了，土壤的。
And everything that you have done would not count and it is in vain.
所以其实做圣工的人哦，我们本身要要求自己，真的不可以过肮脏的生活。
And so people that's doing holy work, we have to really hold ourselves not to do anything that commits sins.
如果我们不小心肮脏了，其实会给魔鬼留地步。
And if we accidentally defile ourselves, actually you will leave the foothold for Satan.
我们来看撒加利亚书第三章。
And let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
And Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
撒加利亚书三章一节。
And Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
Philip, can you read?这个撒加利亚要服侍神，撒旦站在他右边，右边是大边，就是重要的地方啊。
And so Zechariah wants to serve the Lord, and then you will see Satan standing next to him on the right side.
为什么呢？
Spot.
为什么？
Why?
第三节。
Verse 3.
Philip, please.他在服侍神是穿着污秽的衣服啦。
And so Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, was serving God.
其实说实话，我们每个服侍的人呢，有时候我们真的不配啊，因为我们也没有真的像想象到达到，有时候不一定有办法达到神完全要求的那种圣洁。
And but actually speaking, all of us serving God, sometimes we're unworthy because we cannot live up to the high standard of God.
所以我们有时候也是穿脏衣服，也是继续做啊。
And sometimes we will be doing holy work with defiled clothes and filthy garments.
可是神实在很爱我们呢。
But God loves us so much.
你第二节，神不是责备耶稣呀，神是责备撒旦呢。
And but the Lord said to Satan and rebuking him.
第二节，神向撒旦说：“撒旦啊，主责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的主责备你，这不是从火中抽出来一根柴吗？这个耶稣呀，是紧紧的这样子从火中抽出来的，差一点被烧掉的。但是我需要人服侍啊，所以我让他服侍啊。”
And so the Lord said to Satan, basically, Aaron was chosen.Out of this fire and plucked out from the fire because I need somebody to serve, so he was chosen.
所以撒旦，我责备你啊。
And so I will rebuke you, Satan.
神真的很慈爱，赶快给耶稣亚换一个漂亮的衣服。
And God is really merciful, and then because he changed on a glory garment for Joshua.
但是换了之后，神对耶稣亚这样讲哦。
And then later on, then God has said to Joshua.
第六节、第七节。
And verse 6 and 7.
主的使者告诫耶稣亚说：第七节，万军之主如此说：你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的言语。我要使你在这些站立的人中间往来进入。
And verse 6, then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, verse 7, thus saying the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charged my courts, I will give you places to walk among these who stand here.
所以我们呢，我们真的要追求圣洁的生活。
And so we have to pursue after a holy life.
如果没有圣洁，有时候我们的工作会的，我们的遇到的阻挡会更多了。
And if we don't have holiness in our life, sometimes we will encounter more obstacles.
我跟小朋友讲一个见证。
And I have told a testimony to the children.
有一个负责人呢，他因为礼拜六没有礼拜六聚会啊，那个垃圾车没有来，垃圾不能摆在路边嘛。啊，通常是礼拜三晚上，他就会去把教会的垃圾呢放到路边，垃圾车就收走了。
And so, there was a board member who usually brings out the trash at an appointed time so the garbage trucks could collect it.
啊，那一段时间其实他的行为不是很好。
And so during that time, he doesn't have really good actions.
啊，所以他要去教会，要去倒垃圾。
And so he wanted to go to church even just to dispose of the garbage.
他忘了带钥匙。
And he has forgotten his key.
他就想说，哎呀，没有关系，我爬栏杆就好了。
And he says, it's okay, I'm just going to climb the fence.
那爬到栏杆，爬到最上面哦。
And after climb to the very top of the fence.
他真的觉得有个力量，就把他一打，本来就是向后打，头就这样向后打。
And he felt that there was a force striking him, and he fell backwards.
那个教会是在下雪的地方。
And so this church was situated in a snowy place.
那是一个有雪的很冷的晚上。
And that was a very snowy night, and it's very cold.
路上也没有行人在走啊。
And there are no pedestrians walking around.
他就躺在那边躺很久，一直悔改，主啊，对不起啊，对不起啊，对不起啊。
And he was lying on the sidewalk for a very long time, repent to God, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
他发觉到哈，不圣洁，连垃圾都没办法倒呢。
And he realized that if he's not holy, then he cannot even dispose garbage for church.
所以倒垃圾也是圣工呢。
And so even dumping garbage is holy work.
真的，有时候有一个年轻人，他有一次有一段时间，他生活也是不是很圣洁。
And so there was a youth for a period of time that he wasn't living in a holy life.
他上台翻译。
And then he was translate.
但是耳朵一直耳鸣啊，那下台没有，上台就有，一直那个嗡嗡嗡这样，他平常没有耳鸣的这种毛病啊。
And he would hear a buzzing sound in his ear, so he would not be able to hear anything. It would become normal once he steps down the pole.
真的呢，我们不圣洁，我们做的工会被打折扣，因为撒旦可能就站在我们右边呢。
And if we're not holy, of course, all the works that we've done will be problematic because Satan is standing here accusing us.
其实即使你很好，有时候撒旦也会跟着你跑啊。因为你是神的工人啊，撒旦要找机会啊。
And even if you are a very holy, sometimes the Satan will be following you because he wants to find time to attack you.
每次我到这个教会里面来，有时候心里会毛毛的这样。
And so sometimes when I come to this church, I will feel like an uneasy feeling in my heart.
有一次我在这边有祷告会。
And one time I was holding a prayer session.
在伯恩教会当传道的时候。
And it was during a time when I was serving the Baldwin Park Church.
那时候有一个护鬼的姐妹啊，那时候不晓得好了没有啊，应该是好了。
And there was a sister that was possessed by demon. I don't know if she has recovered since.
她跪在那里祷告。
And she was lying on she was kneeling on the first row.
起来的时候跟我讲一句话。
And after getting up, she said one thing to me.
传道，你要小心，有三只蛇在跟着你。
And she says, Pastor, you have to be careful because there are three serpents following you.
当时真的吓一跳，我转身在哪里？才是。
And I was shocked, and then I turned around, wanted to step on them and kill them.
当然这是有点开玩笑。
And of course, this is in a joking way.
但是心里也是很毛了。
And I feel very.
你看我们做圣工的人哦，他说一条特别大，他还特别这样讲，一条特别大。
And she said she emphasized that there was one a larger snake among the three.
我们做圣工的人哦，其实，都是被攻击的对象。
And so all of us that's doing holy work, we're opposition for being attacked.
那我们如果不小心，更是。更是危险呢。
And if we're not careful, it is more dangerous that way as well.
那我们犯罪其实有两种。
And so there are two types of us committing sins.
就像我们刚刚说过，你不可能故意喝酒嘛，这个是不可能故意的嘛，对不对？
Like,
有人故意会故意喝，不小心喝到酒嘛？
And just like we talked about, it is impossible for you to accidentally drink alcohol.
但是真的有可能不小心会摸到死尸嘛？
And of course, you can accidentally touch that body.
啊，其实我们有时候犯罪，有时候真的是偶然为过患所胜啊。
And sometimes when we commit sins, it's accidental as well.
像彼得不认主三次。
And just like Peter, not acknowledging the Lord for three times.
这是环境，真的是被，就是他就是一时软弱了。
And because he was just weak for a moment caused by this environment.
但是犹大是他 on purpose, 他是找机会。找机会，没有机会，他都找机会要去把主耶稣卖掉。
But Judas actually was looking for opportunities to betray the Lord.
所以我们服事啊，我们不要找机会去把主耶稣卖掉，不要故意啊去犯罪啊。
And so when we are serving, let's not find opportunity or committing mistakes in on purpose.
所以工作人员更要谨慎啊。
So as a holy worker, we have to be more careful.
我一直记得那个蔡牧夫长老执事讲的一句话。
And I remember a deacon.Ty has said one thing.
用台湾话讲，他说：“地甲乌噜噜啦，更乖嘛，团得甲木梳啦。”哦，地狱黑绿黑漆漆的，每次关都是传道跟牧师了。地狱很黑啦，关的都是传道了。
And the hell is very dark. But
他的意思就是说，因为他也是当传道，我们传道真的要很小心呐。
And so he meant to say that the hell is dark and it might be holding pastors and ministers because he himself is a deacon.
He's a preacher.
He's a preacher.
我们做工的人要特别小心。
And so all of us that's doing work, we have to be very careful.
那我最后谈一点哦，如果你是服侍神结束了，你这个日子满了，你已经要可以还俗了。
And so, and then when you work for the Lord, and then your separation shall end.
你那个因为你是暂时的拿西尔人嘛。
And because you're a temporary Nazarite.
那你结束之后要做很多事情，我就谈一件就好了。
And so when you finish, you have to do one thing. I will talk about one event.
十八节第六章十八节，拿西尔人要在会门口剃犁俗的头，把犁俗头上的华放在。平安祭下的火上面啊，到时候你剃头啊，那个头发都把它烧了。
And so that all the hair that you shave at the end, then you shall burn it with fire.
这个我们哦，以前的工作，无论它是什么样哦，我们都把它就不要记住自己所做的了，通通把它烧了啦。
And so any kind of work that we have been doing, that we let's not remember it, and we have to burn it all.
你不要记住你以前为主耶稣啊，多大的心。多大的辛苦，你为主耶稣付了多少的羞耻，你的功劳有多大，你通通把它忘掉了。
And it doesn't matter how much that you have put out for Jesus and working for the Lord and how much strength you do, you have to forget it all.
成功是神的，失败也是神的。
And success comes from God and failure comes from God.
荣耀是神的，如果你觉得好像不是很好，也是神的，神会负责。
And glory comes from God, and although you might not think this is appropriate, but God will be responsible.
我们做工主要在做，不在那个工啊，那个工不要去想啊。
And so when we work, we just work, do our work, and not to think about the actual work.
这个是我们服事的观念。
And this is one of the concepts that we should have while serving.And let's all pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.